Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Supporters of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson gathered to see him off before he headed to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress. Dozens filled the pews at a West Side church this weekend to give Mayor Johnson words of advice. Johnson will be testifying before the Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee. The committee is probing Chicago Sanctuary City status, and the hearing could be a contentious one. Chicago Public Schools board member G2 Brown compared Congress to a pack of wolves and Johnson to a lion.
When wolves bark, lions yawn. So when he goes to D.C. and all those wolves, they howling, they gonna crumble when this brother roars. Because he ain't just roaring by himself. We gonna roar with him, right?
That's right.
The mayors of New York City, Boston, and Denver are also expected to testify. Opening statements begin today in the trial of Robert Cremo III, the man accused of killing 7 people in the Highland Park mass shooting in 2022. Prosecutors say they're expecting to call almost all of the 48 living victims from the July 4th parade shooting to testify. Chicago Sun-Times reporter David Struitt has been following the trial.
We do know that prosecutors have a lot of evidence. They say they have thousands of pages of documents, medical records, videos. They say they have a 7.5-hour police interview with Cremo that shortly after the shooting, they said he admits to it in it.
Meanwhile, defense attorneys have offered few clues as to what they're going to do. Cremo faces 69 counts of murder and attempted murder. Some medical experts are sounding alarms about Republican efforts in Congress to slash Medicaid health insurance by billions of dollars. Dagoberto Camacho is the chief medical officer at Humboldt Park Health on the West Side. He has a patient who relies on Medicaid for his anti-seizure meds. Medicaid is a public health insurance program for Americans who are poor or disabled.
If he doesn't have coverage, he's not going to be able to afford some of these medications, which will potentially have him either lose his life or get involved in an accident and hurting somebody else when he's driving. You know, these are real things. As I said, you know, real people. We cannot afford we're playing with people's lives.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state could not afford to pay more for Medicaid if the federal government pays less. The feds and state share the cost of the insurance. The Trump administration's budget-cutting moves could hit the Chicago area office market pretty hard. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, claims it's been saving big money for taxpayers by ending 7 leases in Chicago and elsewhere in the state. And that could be just the beginning. A federal government source told WBEZ the Trump administration plans to terminate office leases in several buildings in downtown Chicago and many other properties in the suburbs. Some elected officials fear this will hurt landlords and reduce access to government services. But the Republican chairman for Cook County says people are tired of wasteful government spending and support what Musk and DOGE are doing. Other things you should know about today. It's Kazimierz Pulaski Day in Illinois. It celebrates the Polish military leader who fought Russian control in Poland before organizing the American cavalry during the Revolutionary War. All Chicago and Cook County government offices, courts, and Chicago Public Library locations are closed today. Most schools, including Chicago Public Schools, are open. The local Ukrainian community and its supporters rallied in Chicago yesterday. The Ukrainian Congress Committee of America says they activated after Friday's Oval Office meeting where President Donald Trump publicly berated the Ukrainian president for not being grateful enough for U.S. help in its war against Russia. The group described the meeting as, quote, shocking and horrifyingly disrespectful for Ukraine and its president. A look at weather, a chance of rain with a high near 49 degrees, and tonight overnight showers with a low around 41. Tuesday, possible thunderstorms with a high near 49. I'm Araceli Gomez Saldana. Thanks for listening.